Shalom, everybody. Parshas Tazria discusses the problem of tzara'as. Throughout the parsha, whenever the Torah speaks about deciding whether a person has tzara'as or not, the Torah always requires a kohen to see the blemish. It's the kohen who determines whether it is tzara'as or not. And we hear throughout the parsha, again and again, expressions like vira'ah kohen, vira'ahu kohen. The kohen has to see the tzara'as. And in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud Beis, Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Mishnah in Maseches Negaim Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel and says that a Kohen who does not see well or who cannot see out of one eye is not allowed to determine the status of tzara'as. And there's much to say about this, because we know that tzara'as is not leprosy. It's not a biological issue. It's not a medical issue. Because if it were, the Torah wouldn't tell you to go to a kohen. The Torah would say, go to a doctor. Of course, tzara'as is caused by spiritual deficiencies, by mistakes, by sins that a person committed that caused them to get this spiritual tzara'as. So they have to go to a kohen. But still, what's the message, what's the meaning behind the halacha that a kohen who does not see well or who cannot see out of one eye is not allowed to determine the halachic status of tzara'as? I understand that the kohen has to actually see the blemish. So if he doesn't see well, that could be a problem. But why, if he has only one eye, is that a problem? Many people can see out of only one eye and they see very well. So what's the message? What's the underlying message here? And this question is asked by the Lubavitcher Rebbe of Menachem Mendel Schneerson, who died in 1994. This is found in Likutei Sichos and Chelek Lamed Beis. It's on our Parsha and it's Sicha Beis. Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the halachos of these negaim, of these blemishes, are grave indeed. Unlike other kinds of negaim, people with tzara'as must leave the camp and sit alone. They can't even sit with other people who have tzara'as. And yet, the Torah begins the halachos of tzara'as in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Beis, in the beginning of our parsha. The Torah begins these halachos by calling us Adam, Adam. The word Adam, the term Adam, refers to human potential to transcend and to grow beyond our boundaries. It refers to people at a high point. Adam Arishon was formed from the ground, Adama, Adam, Adama, but he rose to be Adam Arishon. Sure, there's a physical side to each one of us, that's Adama. But we can take that and grow from it. So the word Adam, which introduces these very serious negaim, the word is about Bnei Yisrael on a high level. So what's going on? The Lubavitcher Rebbe says, and it's similar to what the Or HaChaim says in the beginning of our parsha, and I discussed this in a different FMT, that the message here is that the negaim that a person receives are only skin deep. He remains an Adam. She remains an Adam. Even after they're getting punished, that's only on the outside. Internally, they have to know that they have not been bad. They are not bad themselves. They have not been sullied internally. They have to know that, and we have to know that. However, says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, a Kohen who cannot see very well, for example, in the Mishnah, or a Kohen who cannot see out of one eye, means that his vision is impaired. And that could have two negative consequences in our context. On the one hand, the Kohen may not see well in the physical external sense, but he may see too well in the internal sense. He will only see the internal. He'll only see the Adam, the internal. And while that sounds at first glance like a good thing, in reality it's not. The Kohanim have to teach Bnei Yisrael to correct their mistakes. And if all they see is good, and if all they see is perfection, it sounds nice, but it's not helpful. Imagine a cardiologist who only sees people's personalities. The doctor sees everyone as gentle and kind, wonderful personalities. It sounds sweet, but it's actually very dangerous. If a cardiologist cannot detect heart disease, that's a very dangerous thing. And the same is true about this Kohen. It's very nice that he only sees the pnimius of the person. But what kind of teacher and Rebbe would this Kohen be if he couldn't see the problems that caused the tzara'as in the first place? If he sees them, he can correct them. And that ultimately is in the person's best interest. But the Lubavitcher Rebbe says the opposite is also true. If the Kohen only sees the external, if he only sees the person's tzara'as and doesn't see the internal kedusha and tahara of every Jew, well, that Kohen's not fit to determine tzara'as either. A Kohen must look at the tzara'as, but he also must realize that the person standing before him is ultimately an Adam, a special person inside who may have made a mistake. He needs mussar. He needs to be corrected. But he is certainly not rotten to the core, chas v'shalom. So our Kohanim and all of our teachers and Rebbeim need to have good vision. In this case, it's physical, but it's also spiritually good vision to see the good in every single Jew, to correct them when they need correcting, but also to uplift them by seeing their internal goodness. Have an amazing day, everyone!